And welcome back to another action-packed episode of Deadly Podcast of Kung Fu, brought to you by the Villains Man, where myself, Justin Raymer, attempts to traverse the continuity of Marvel's most prolific martial artist in Iron Fist and Shang-Chi. You can keep up with the podcast over on Twitter, X, whatever the hell you want to call it, over on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads. You can keep up myself over on Instagram and Twitter at Justin D. Raymer. Now today I'm kind of taking a break from the comics, and we're going to dive into Season 2, Episode 7 of What If, titled What If Hela Found the Ten Rings? Now, before we go on, I'm a big fan of this What If season. I actually enjoyed Season 2 more than I did Season 1. I hope Marvel continues this as a trend going forward for the foreseeable future. You know, they've already thrown a teaser out for Season 3 involving Red Guardian and Winter Soldier, which looks to be a lot of fun. But ever since the end of Loki Season 2, with him basically using Yag's drill, creating the multiverse tree, I guess if that's what you want to call it, in terms of what we're looking at, the endless possibilities for what they can create on this is great. I think they've really done a good job with this season, especially with new stories and then continuing stories with characters that we had from Season 1, such as Captain Carter. I loved Captain Carter in the Season 1 of What If, and we had that episode with the Hydra Stomper, and then we continued to get her as the story ended. Now, I know you're thinking, this is What If Hela Found the Ten Rings. It's not Shang-Chi related, it's kind of adjacent, but I still wanted to cover it because it's content. And I covered Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings on the podcast back on episode 12, so if you want to check that out, you can. And there's no Thor-related content here, but it's a really good blending of the two storylines. Now, before I kind of dive into some thoughts and what we see with the episode, I'm going to kind of break down a real quick synopsis. And if you know anything to me, comic book reviews, it's not a quick synopsis at all. After conquest and realizing Hela is growing too chaotic and too dominant, Odin banishes Hela to Hel instead of Earth. Knowing that her crown is a source of power, he puts an enchantment on it, only letting those who are worthy wield it. As the crown is cast to the Earth, it is seen by Wenwu, commander of the Ten Rings. As they go to capture the crown, Hela arrives, and the two begin to fight. As Wenwu gives her a chance to prove that the crown is hers, she realizes she cannot lift it. After her capture, Wenwu decides that he wants Hela to join him, and she ends up fooling him so she can escape. She is joined by Morrista Hunden, who leads her to the Enchanted Forest and allows her to escape to Tao Lo. Upon arrival, she is greeted and beat by Jai, the defender of the ancient city. After hearing her story about conquest and her father, and of Wenwu and the Ten Rings, Jai decides to train her. Meanwhile, Heimdall informs Odin that he cannot see Hela anymore. The Allfather decides to head to Midgard himself, but he's also informed of the danger of the Ten Rings and that they have a power to kill the gods. Meanwhile, Tao, during her training, Jai has Hela look inside of herself, where she remembers she is quite different as a child. Looking into her heart, she realizes she doesn't want to rule the universe, but is seeking to be free from the control and what she was trained to do by Odin. Meanwhile, at Wenwu's fortress, Odin attacks. Seeing that her father has arrived from Tao Lo, Jai arms Hela with the weapons and armaments of the city, allowing her to go to Wenwu's side. He is surprised to see her as they begin to formulate a plan to defeat Odin by taking the spear from him. The three fight, and even removing his spear isn't enough to defeat Odin. Speaking from her heart, Hela becomes worthy enough to wear her crown again, which soars to her side. Seeming to change the goddess, this gives her the strength to bring her father down. She informs Odin that she wants to bring peace to the universe, which he admires, seeing how his daughter has finally changed. As the story comes to a close, we see her and Wenwu side by side racing across the cosmos to stop Thanos from bringing genocide to Gamora's planet. So if you have not seen this episode yet, you should really go watch it. All the What Ifs you can watch in any order, except for maybe the last couple episodes, they kind of all tie together. But this episode does a really good job of blending the very first Thor movie along with Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. Because for one, in the beginning, Hela is Hela, and then she's cast to Earth due to how she is being much like Thor was in the first Thor movie. And then Odin puts the enchantment on the hammer, just like he does the crown, as she gets cast down. And then we see her go through the trials and tribulations, just like Thor did. And also, at the same time, she's trying to break away from what her father was, much like Shang-Chi did with Wenwu in the Ten Rings movie. So they do a really good job of blending that together. And even much like Thor becomes more humorous and sarcastic once we get into like Ragnarok and Love and Thunder, we see Hela start to do the same thing, and her whole demeanor and attitude changes about everything. So, they do a really good job of blending both the universes together. Now, on the flip side, you can take this movie, and if you did a what if with Shang-Chi, you could technically put him in Hela's place if he would have stayed with Wenwu after avenging his mother, and he would basically end up like Hela in Thor Ragnarok, if you want to take it that way, which I think would actually make a really good what if, you know, Shang-Chi went and avenged his mother and, you know, pretty much killed the Iron Gang, and to see where he would have took off with the Ten Rings. Now, speaking of the Ten Rings, it does give us an idea of how old Wenwu really is compared to what we've learned in the Shang-Chi movie. Shang-Chi references he's about 1,000 years old, but we know that Hela was born before Thor. So you can kind of really gauge that Wenwu is older than 1,500 years old. So that makes him extremely old. And then by the time in this episode, he looks like he's not even 30. So I'm very curious that it seems like the beginning of the Ten Rings movie kind of puts that in the time frame of what we see here in this what if, which is really cool. Also, I wish we would have learned more about the Ten Rings, but we do know that they're not from this planet. It kind of fuels the end credit scene to the Ten Rings movie with Banner and Wong, what he's telling Shang-Chi while he is there. So that was really cool. And we do kind of get to see how powerful they really are, which Heimdall tells Odin, you know, they have the power to kill the gods. And even in this fight, Wenwu punches Odin. And I mean, it's like crater. It sends like a little shockwave. It's not a really, it doesn't kill him, but it does show you that these rings are pretty powerful. And that kind of, I don't know if you can compare Odin in the movies. I'm a comic book guy. I used to run a podcast called Crossover Collision, where we kind of debated fictional battles based on questions that kind of lined up with the characters. And I don't know if Odin is comparable to the Dweller in Darkness, power-wise in the MCU, but the Dweller in Darkness at the end of the Ten Rings was pretty powerful. And Shang-Chi was able to kill it with the Ten Rings, along with some help with Xia Ling, his sister, and stuff. Now, one thing I thought was really cool with the enchantment on Hela's crown, basically making it Mjolnir, is when she became worthy, and it's almost like that's what Odin was wanting, because we've seen that everything was, you know, at ease and at peace between him and Hela. I like that her suit became all white. I thought that was really cool. It kind of reminded me in the Ultimates after Hickman's Secret Wars, where they were dealing with Galactus, and he wasn't kind of like the destroyer of worlds, but he breathed life into the worlds, and he had this white, golden look to him. And Hela's white look, that was really cool. It's almost like the opposite of being the goddess of death, she's now the goddess of life. They kind of really, even though they took her crown from her, she kind of still had her powers, like when she's using the fire daggers at Odin, you know, because she's always flinging them down. But she kind of takes the daggers themselves and flings them over. It's pretty cool. So they kind of made Hela still kind of fight similarly to how she is without having the crown, and that was pretty cool itself as also. But now with the ending of that, I really need to see Hela and Wenwu fight Thanos. There's no Infinity Gauntlet. I think that would really be a cool ending. And we don't know if they stop him. I'm going to assume they do, because at the finale of What If, an episode, I do believe that's 9 or 10, whichever one that is, when Stephen Strange has all, like, the basically saviors of universes and the destroyers of universes, like, we see Hela is there. She's not white, but we see she's there. She's much has the sarcasm and the tone of the Hela in this episode. And as they're going to cast her to the Forge. And we also do see Wenwu in that episode, but he has stark white hair. To say that those are the same characters or not, but I think it's really cool that they're in there. And even the dragon from the Ten Rings is there as well. So I guess actually he is a protector too, so that he should be though. That's pretty cool. And we get a small, just little tease of Wenwu versus Killmonger in the Panther habitat. And man, do I need to see that fight. That was cool. We really need a director's cut of that episode and give like every one of these fights like 3 to 5 minutes. Just a what if enough time like they do on the shows of a fight just to see some of these guys fight. because some of these pairings they got was pretty cool, and that just made my day. I thought that was perfectly awesome. Overall, man, I really love this episode. In all honesty, without this podcast, this might be my favorite episode of What If. A lot of these were pretty good. They're pretty solid. I thought it was better in season one, like I said, but this episode was really good. It got a lot of good feedback online from what I can see, and it came out on December 27th. So I'm recording here on New Year's Day, so it's a good amount of time to see a lot of good positive feedback. So looking forward to season two. I hope that we get maybe What If Shang-Chi Avenges Mom. I would just like to see more with Hela and Wenwu and this power couple that we have now in the What If multiverse of the MCU. I'd really like to see more of that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. I'm Justin Raymer for Deadly Podcast Kung Fu. You can check out the podcast over on X, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads. If you like my music, you can check out Rushing Tiger by Kuro over on SoundCloud. But remember, guys, support your favorite podcasts, support your local comic book shops, and keep reading comics, guys.